تماشتون
Chum, I was in the patent medicine business. The gentleman who I worked for was, his name was Jack Park. He had marital difficulties, and there was trouble brewing, so I went to him and simply said, Mr. Park, before this trouble comes to a head, I wish you'd sell me something. So I end up with something I own myself. And he said, Sure, that's okay. What do you want? And I said, I'd like the patent medicine business. And he said, oh, no, that's mine. I'm not going to sell that. I said, well, what, have you got something else you give me? He said, yes, you're going to have the radio station.
In just a few seconds from now, we're going to throw the switch that makes CHUM Toronto's most powerful day and night station.
It's Al Zelizka, playing hits for you.
Big Top Rivers, Gilbert O'Sullivan, some rock and roll woman.
We're building this city. We're building this city.
Mike Barrow here, reminding all you smile drivers the courtesy.
Toronto at 628. Roger Ashby and Mike Holland together.
Do you want to play along with the Chum Money music?
Hi, everyone. Pete Nordheimer here. It's time for the news.
Tonight, the Grooveyard salutes Elvis Presley.
Go ahead, Donnie. Intro your own song. Lonely Boy.
Lonely Boy. Okay, shall I do tonight?
That's great.
I'm just a lonely boy.
Jeannie Becker. Jeannie has been peeking into Santa's mailbag.
They come addressed to Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Don't say hello. Say, I listen to Chum.
Maurice, you got Chum's $1 million weekend with Al Weaver. Wake up, little Susie. Yeah.
Back then, the 60s, Chum, was number one radio. Everything was happening. When you got your record played on Chum, you were right.
Chum, the best music, the best station. 9:30 with the Major. NHL hockey live on Chum.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Brian Thomas, Chum News.
Chum checks from the X. Live from the Beatles' Abbey Road Studios in London. Now, here are Bob, Sam, and Robbie.
And good morning, Toronto. Now, in person for his very first show on CHUM, here is Dick Clark.
Jody loves you most, and the cowboy says, rock and mother.
With two tickets to see the Beatles in person.
John Major, in just a few moments, we are going to be going down to Nathan Phillips Square live for the memorial service for John Lennon, whatever gets you.
Gentlemen, the evolution of rock. The music that made the world turn round.
Jackson Armstrong, right here on a Thursday night, baby. 17 degrees is what I'm coping with on the outside, and yes, is what I got on the inside, and plenty of it hanging. Thank you, Scott. Jojo Pittson. I've got 19.
Jane Elson, along with...
Hey, Brian. At Maple Leaf Gardens, apparently...
Chum's Terry Steele is going to go ahead with it.
He's going to meet Sweet Daddy Siki here in just a few moments. And he has got the
Roy Bach on the Bob McEnery Show, record number 2 of our power play. Listen closely.
Found out I didn't have any money after all, she cried. Hey, good afternoon, G. Michael Wilson with you at 5:38 on Chum.
10:50 Chum, $1 million news here.
This is big deal.
The Chum Walking Man might give you $1,000.
And here's how things look at X-Men this morning.
Hey, Chumbug, you can win it this minute.
Yes, you can. Chumbug, club member, you can win the new LP, by the way.
1050 Chum, live from the Las Vegas Lounge in the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino with Russ McCloud, Mr. Las Vegas, and all our winners! Good fun and great oldies all the time. This is 1050 Chum Toronto from tripping to Live Fantastic. Paul McCartney, who is in Toronto, and, well, let me just say, welcome back to Toronto. Thanks for coming by, Chum.
Okay, you're welcome.
A real honor to have you here.
Great, well, it's a nice little room, isn't it?
It is.
Hi, this is Woody, and this is Leslie of the Bay City Rollers. We'd like to thank all of our fans who turned out to see us at Nathan Phillips Square.
And we'll be coming back to Toronto in August as part of our Canadian tour. So listen to Chum for more news. See ya.
Teenage rock and roll singers, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.P. Richardson, known as the Big Bopper. The crash occurred in a light snow northwest of Mason City and also killed the pilot of the plane. Richie Valens' latest recording, Donna, is number one on the CHUM hit parade.
Eve at 6 as Chum presents the top 100 of 1975.
When you visit the CNE, make your first stop the Chum Mobile Station at the Princess Gate.
Chum Radio with your old band. Here we go, rock and roll, baby. It's about time.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, patient. I'll examine you for $10.
Okay, if you find it, I'll give you half.
Hi, this is Brenda Lee. I'm a chum bug. Are you?
Chance to name the secret songs that make up the Chum Bank Statement.
The Chum Bank Statement is now over 10 grand with 5,000 from Chum.
Now over 10 grand with 5,000 from Chum.
For 38 this week, 38 last week, this one hasn't budged an inch. For Martha and the Bees, it's called Come and Get These Memories.
The Donnie Burns Show. On Chum. It's the Motown sound of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. If I could fill my whole world around you, baby, life would be
fill my whole world around you.
Hello, this is Harold Burley, captain and president of Air Harold.
Here's the King, Elvis Presley, with his brand new hit bound sound, Devil in Disguise.
Chuck, I know this is the kind of weather you like. Rolling right in the spring, playing the most music. J.J. Jackson, 1966.
But it's all right.
Thank you.
song is 1963 on Canadian Graffiti. And of course, 1963, the year when this started.
Let's welcome them now, everyone, the Chumming Birds.
Please give the chum a Christmas wish.
Mike Cooper is now ready. The event, an attempt to break the world's record for length of time on.
Hello, speak your mind.
Toronto, 7 o'clock, Jim Van Horn. Time to bring out the jams, mother. The summer of 73, the most music. And I look to the Joe Super Shirt. Beach towels and more to be given away. Stand by, Rolling Stone.
Chuck McCoy, 1050 Chum.
I'm a sender too. Toronto.
I wonder if they do this for you and me when we leave.
Yeah, I'm leaving this afternoon. Nobody's even said goodbye yet.
There is one Brian Anderson with the sports.
All right, well.
There will be in this kind of a sad day in my life because it is my final day here on Chum, and I don't want to get too emotional about it.
The good Lord willing and we able, we'll be back with you soon. Until then, I'm John Gilbert. Thanks for listening. It's been a pleasure.
I just want to say thank you and goodbye. It's been 17 years and 24 days. Absolute fun.
Mr. Waters, if you had the opportunity to do that all over again, knowing what you've gone through in all these years, would you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah.
Incidentally, one of my favorite words, too, is fun. So I'm glad that you used it. I think everybody should have fun.
I'll tell you how important Chum was. It was the first. It's like the first kiss, the first date, the most important thing. There's a kind of purity to it, you know, that doesn't exist anymore.
You go anywhere in the States and mention Chum in the entertainment business, it's respected and revered.
Anybody who's working in a radio station in Canada today that plays a rock and roll record or someday might, you owe your life to Alan Waters. He's the guy in 1957 who put his money on the line, his entrepreneurial spirit, decided to play real-life Monopoly, move those players around the board, and go with rock and roll. And we all owe our living to this guy. He's the best.
Go, no go for launch.